Welcome to this edition of In Earnest with Earnest. I'm E. Russell McNair. Today we're talking with both Jen and Jalise on the topic of gay marriage. Hi, Jen.
Hello.
Thank you so much for agreeing to be interviewed. This is a discussion about gay marriage and the benefits that it has offered the gay community, men and women alike. What are your thoughts on gay marriage and where are you in that whole process?
So, first, I identify as bisexual.
Okay.
I am currently engaged to Jaden, who identifies as female. We have been engaged since July, and we have a wedding coming up in June.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. It's my first female relationship, actually, or a gay relationship, I should say. Previously, I was married to a male who we were married for 10 years, and out of that came my two wonderful sons, Davis and Miles. Jaden and I have been dating for 5 years, and we just recently got engaged this year. So, obviously, my thoughts on gay marriage are open and wonderful. I think it's a wonderful thing. I think it brings love into community. I think it allows people to be with the people that they love, to support and share and be honest and commit. On that note, marriage is something that each person identifies with, whether they want to be in one, whether they don't, but it's an option that all genders and anybody who, how they identify as, should be allowed to be in. If they want to get married, they should be allowed to. If they want to adopt, if they want to have children, everyone should have that end goal of being happy.
So. Well said. So, I'm meeting someone, mm-hmm. and it's in its very nascent stages. It's very new, but mm-hmm. I'm interested to know what are his thoughts as well. Mm-hmm. I know for myself, as a young man, as a young gay man, I didn't consider marriage as an option for myself, mm-hmm. and plenty of people around me thought, oh, that's for straights. Relationships, mm-hmm. marriage, that's for straights. Mm-hmm. I'm of the idea that marriage is a wonderful thing, much like you, mm-hmm. and I do think that it is a right that should be afforded to all. Mm-hmm. What about open relationships?
So I do believe that each person can decide what they want to identify a relationship as within themselves. If they want an open marriage, which I have talked to you about before. We
yes.
have a couple that are married at the moment, Leslie and Shannon. And Shannon identifies as they, them, there, and Leslie identifies as she, her. They are in an open marriage as right now, and they are so successful with it. They are happy. They are respectful of each other. They are honest with each other. They have a really good open communication line, so they know who, what each other are doing, and they've met each other's partners or who they're dating.
Yes.
It works for them, and it really shows me who I have not always seen that it can work, and they're happy.
Yes.
And they are really excited about their future and everything that they're going to go into with this life, whether it's open or not. It works for them, and I love that. Just the same for Jaden and I. It works for us. We have two children, like I said. It works really well. Jaden is a big support to them. I'm their mom, so, you know, with Jaden, they're good friends, they're good buddies, as well as she's a parent to them. And then, yeah, so I think open marriage is something that needs to be respected. Even though it's open, you still need to talk about things that might bother you.
Yes.
Don't just sweep it under the rug. You just have to keep the lines open, as any marriage. So whether it's open or closed, you just have to find that respect for each other and for the marriage itself.
So tell me, mm-hmm. do you think that gays being afforded the right to marry has allowed for gay men and women to lend themselves more to relationships?
I think it gives them more of a goal, if you will. Not a goal, but...
An option?
An option. It can push their heartstrings and their commitment further.
Yes.
Whereas dating is just kind of... You have to identify what how dating is for you. Are you going to be exclusive? Are you going to date a bunch of people? Are you going to talk about it? Are you not? There's so many things of dating and so many ways you can identify with marriage too. For me, marriage was always one person with one person. That's how I was raised. But I see and I know now that it doesn't have to be that way. But I think marriage does give an option for two people to, or more than two, to commit and have a life partner.
Okay.
Whether they bring other relationships in or not, you know that that person will be there for you forever. This is what we want, and this is if they want to be there, they'll be there, and if they don't, they won't. So.
Well, that sounds wonderful. Thank you so much for agreeing to speak with me today.
Of course. Thank you.
Absolutely. And congratulations and best of luck.
Thank you. Likewise.
Thank you. Hi, Jalees.
Hi, Ernest.
Thank you so much for agreeing to be interviewed.
Of course. Anytime.
Absolutely. My pleasure. So I wanted to talk with you briefly today about gay marriage. Mm-hmm. How do you identify? You're a straight woman?
Yes, straight
okay.
woman.
Okay. And you're in a relationship?
Yes.
Is it monogamous?
Yes, it is.
Awesome. So tell me what your views are on gay marriage. It's been in the news as of late. And of course, in certain states, gays have the right to marry. What are your views?
Personally, I don't even understand why this is a discussion.
Okay.
Gay marriage, I just feel like it's as any other marriage. Like, I just hope that we get to a point where it's just marriage.
Yes.
Because, I mean... Love rules all, so if you love someone and you want to be with them, go ahead.
Why shouldn't you be able
exactly,
to?
Exactly. If three people love each other, go ahead and be a throuple.
A throuple.
So, I mean, when it comes to gay marriage, I just think that it surprises me that it's taken this long for it to be approved.
Well, Stonewall was 50 years ago this year, this summer. Mm-hmm. So that started the gay rights movement.
Wow.
And so it took half a century for people to get used to the idea of gays marrying and having similar rights to those of their straight counterparts.
Mm-hmm. I feel like where we are as a society right now, 2019, everyone is just very open and people are just more susceptible to listening and like understanding that there's no more black and white. There's so much gray area now.
There really is. That,
yeah, exactly. So I feel like once like... I would say the generation under me, because I'm 27, the kids who were born in the 2000s are the ones in office, then it won't even be called gay marriage anymore. It'll just be marriage. No more like domestic partnership.
Yes.
Gay marriage. No, it'll just be marriage because I feel like as time goes on, the younger generations always have way more to teach the older generations.
And I think that's important for the proliferation of our society, that people are able to establish themselves within the confines of a family unit.
Definitely. And I actually have one of my best friends was raised by a lesbian woman.
Okay.
She never really knew her dad at all. Her mom experimented one time and got pregnant.
Okay.
Her mom knew she was a lesbian her whole life. So growing up, this girl... She thought that being a lesbian was quote-unquote normal. So when she was young, she tried to have a girlfriend and this and that. And then she was just like, oh, I like boys. So when people say, even throw ideas that if your parents are gay, they force that lifestyle upon you, is even not a valid point. Because I personally know people who have gay parents who... didn't even, like, think that it was normal for a man and a woman to be together. And right now, she's married to a man. So.
So she actually made up her own mind about how she identified.
Yes. Yes, definitely. So, like, I just think that the biggest issue that people have with gay marriage is a child's upbringing.
Okay.
That's what I think is the biggest issue when people are upset about it. Because... you have two dads, so then you're a man who has two dads, so you automatically think you have to be gay. But that's not necessarily the way it goes.
Yes.
And people are just so close-minded that that's the first thing that they jump to. So I think that's a huge issue. And once people understand that sometimes it's better to have two dads than a single mom, or it's better to have two moms than no mom at all.
There you go.
So that's a huge thing for me, that like, as long as the child is being taken care of, as long as these two people love each other and support each other, everything else doesn't matter.
I would agree with that. Now, I'm interested to hear your opinion on how gay marriage will impact the gay community, if you have an opinion on that. So, as a gay man myself, I've experienced a lot of sex. It's very available within the community. And I've even heard people tell me marriage or relationships are for straights. Do you think that the advent of gay marriage will help the community over time become more inclined toward a familial unit?
For me personally, since I have never really, like, I didn't go through the quote-unquote lesbian phase.
Or yes.
I've never kind of been involved in that community. I've always supported it. I'm not really too sure how it would, like, affect this and that. But at the same time, I feel like if it is more of a norm for them to get married, then maybe it might lead to less promiscuous relationships, this and that. Or it might even lead to, like, a line of polygamy, you know?
Sure.
So, I personally, I'm not too sure. I never really thought about if it would, like, calm down their sexual urges.
Yes.
If it were to be, because in the end of the day, I feel like gay people are just like straight people. Like,
yes.
You know, like, if you have a girl with a really messed up background, it's kind of hard to tie her down and get her in a good relationship.
Sure.
So, exactly. So, I feel like it's not necessarily making gay marriage legal. I feel like accepting, just, it's okay to, because I feel like a lot of young men who find out they're gay, it's always, they go out searching for that daddy type.
Okay.
You know, so then that leads them into a life which they, like, didn't expect. For straight people, they don't really have to do that, you know? So I feel like that's also a huge thing. Just, like, you can't bring your boyfriend home to your parents. So now what do? You go out in the streets and try to find places where you guys can do this and that. So people just didn't care and it was more accepted. I think that would lead to a more stable sexual, like, situation, you know?
Well said.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's interesting to me that there remains, I don't know if staunch is the right word, but a segment of the community that is very anti-gay marriage. And we saw that with a case that went all the way to the Supreme Court, rather, where, and I forget her name, Kim someone or other, I think, and it was in, like, Kentucky, and she refused to issue a marriage license.
And she was a judge?
No, she was, like, a county clerk.
Okay.
And she refused to issue a marriage license because they were gay. It was against her religious views. So my issue is, why should I be able to impose my views on someone else?
You shouldn't. You
exactly.
Definitely shouldn't. I think in the end of the day, it all comes down to respect. I'm not a very religious person, but if you are praying around me, I'm not
yes.
going to be like, what kind of fool believes in a God? No, I'm going to wait till you're done your prayer and continue with my life. So I feel like people who feel they need to impose themselves on you don't really respect you.
I would agree with that, but I would also say that's a bit controlling. Don't you agree?
Yeah, definitely controlling, because people always feel like they can change you. Like, my biggest thing that I'm friends with a lot of straight black men, which leads to them thinking that being gay is a choice or someone made you gay from childhood trauma. That's, like, how a lot of people I know view it. But I'm like, no, like, that's not a thing. So they like to say that, like, if you try hard enough, then you're not gay. And I'm like, people like that just, like, surprise me. Because I'm like, what does
because
that mean?
Because they don't understand the concept.
Like, if you try really hard, you're going to love cheese, even if you don't like cheese. You just have to try to like it.
Right.
Just plug your nose every time you eat it, and you will eat cheese all the time. Then what's the point of eating it? So that's just a huge thing. And people who just aren't that open-minded to things, I think in the like that kind of shows what kind of person they are. You know, because aren't religious groups supposed to accept everyone?
Ideally, yes.
Exactly. Like, what is the point of being in this religion and this and that if you are going to, like, shun people because of their lifestyle?
It's not very accepting. And no, I think totally a commandment not. Is love thy neighbor as you would love thyself, correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so I have a sister, actually, who's very religious, and two of them, and they're very anti-gay. So I don't really have a rapport with them, unfortunately, for that reason, largely. It's sad, but mm-hmm. I would rather be happy and alone than miserable yeah. and in their company because I'm being berated or told to change or settle down and find a nice girl, definitely. Things like that. I definitely. Just think it encroaches on my right to be myself and identify as a gay man.
Yeah, definitely. I actually... my brother's gay. Okay. My oldest brother, he's in his late 30s. He's never come out to my family. It's never, because I believe that coming out shouldn't be a thing also.
Okay. Like,
for my family, the way it's happened with us is it's just like, we always kind of knew. And then one year he just brings home a guy for Thanksgiving.
Mm.
Nobody bats an eye. We don't do anything. And he'll literally be like, hey, do you want to come out with me tonight when I lived in D.C.? And we'll go to a gay bar.
Sure.
And it's just, you shouldn't have to have that moment of vulnerability where you tell everyone your sexuality.
Which allows people to be set up to receive judgment.
Exactly. So, like, how did you do it with your family? Was it just like...
I was actually outed by a partner to my family. So that was a very uncomfortable situation for me. And I got some very negative responses out of it. So it was painful nonetheless. Really? Although, now... I'm not very close with any of them, and I think that is a part of it, but there are other issues.
Do you think if you were to have, quote-unquote, come out a different way, it could have been better, or do you think just coming out was the decision that turned your family away?
I think that was, the latter was true. The coming out itself was... Like something what, that was,
no
because they kind
it.
Of knew already, but I mean, the fact that it was verbalized, wasn't. Yes, the fact that it was verbalized is that it was something that was real, but also not accepted, because they tend to be religious.
How old were you?
I was in my early 20s, now I'm 50, so that was almost 30 years ago, so it was a
Which
long time.
It was so hard.
It was hard, it was in the early 90s.
Yeah.
Yes, so it was hard, but I am resigned to living my best life as an authentic self. Now, I want to ask you this. We're both African American.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that, as a rule, blacks are more homophobic than other races?
Yes.
And why do you think that?
Well, it goes back to our history. Like, you have to think about, let's use Jamaicans as an example.
Sure.
Have you ever heard of the term, like, motherfucker?
Yes.
So that term comes from them making, as a disciplinary act, they would make Jamaican men have sex with their mom to belittle them and embarrass them.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, like, if you say that to a Jamaican, it's way deeper than if you say it to someone else.
Okay.
And I think that is probably something that is inbred in us, too. Like,
okay.
Like, just the way we were treated in slavery.
Yes.
Still to this day has effects.
Absolutely.
So I feel like to belittle a strong, powerful black man, you would make two people, like this is something that I read about, you would make two men have sex, and by doing that, you're embarrassing them and taking away their masculinity.
Emasculating them, humiliating
exactly.
them.
Fast forward, because of that, and it's like, even if you think about that reverting right into the jail norms, you know, like, most people in jail, I would say, are black men. And so they engage in that kind of activity, too.
Yes.
So it's like, when you cage a bunch of men together, that's what happens. And then you have those confusing feelings where it's like,
am I
are we
gay?
Doing this
am
on
I
purpose?
Not?
Are we doing this by choice?
The necessity. Right.
You kind of take away their, like humility and make them into animals. Whereas okay. the animals don't have sexualities. But if you put anything right. in a cage together,
that tension like, that, is going to be there.
Them, that reverts us back into being animals.
Yes.
So I feel like in the black community, one, masculinity is a huge thing that we were always taught because for 400 years, we weren't allowed to have masculinity.
Yes.
So by being gay, quote unquote, makes you more feminine in most people's eyes. So black people are like, oh, you're gay, you're not masculine. Period. Yes. You can't do both. Like, you can't be a real man and be gay in a black
community. So there's that polarization there. It's yeah. one or the other, and they're extremes. You yeah. can't, they can't coexist.
Exactly. So that's, like, a huge thing. And just, like, yeah, I just feel like the way times are, like, to be a gay black man is almost like being a black woman. Because being a black woman is one of the toughest things, because not only are you black, but you're a woman.
So you're a minority it's a twice double over. Whammy. Yes.
And then by being a gay man, not only are you black, but you're gay too. So no matter where you go, you're going to make someone uncomfortable.
There is that. And I think that I could be wrong, but I want to say that America has a history of not only racism, but sexism and homophobia. I'm tongue tied. Homophobia.
Definitely.
But I think Europeans are less concerned with such issues and more concerned with humanity. Has that been your experience?
I think because America is like a made up place. Like, this place that we have created isn't like descendants of anything. You know, I mean, we're descended from England, but like, we came here and made up our own rules.
Yes, and a lot of people from yeah. a lot of different places. And
then it's like, it was we're born building, of that. Exactly. But if you go to Rome, they were doing gay stuff way back when.
Yes.
And so it's more, sexuality is more fluent in Europe because they have that history that flows on.
Yes.
We have a history of suppression and abuse. Other countries do have that, but I would say 80% of America is, what group can we discriminate against? And even white people will tell you this. Well, my great-grandma was Irish, and she couldn't get a job when she got here.
Yes.
So every group has experienced discrimination in America.
Yes.
So we are just somewhat, we're just a nation who made something up and created all these boundaries. Whereas though in Europe, you go to Amsterdam, and those people have been getting crazy for hundreds of years. But in America, we don't have that. We created this culture and we just put so much rules on ourselves. You know, like it's just, and that's the biggest thing. Like even now it's finally okay for men to wear like form fitting clothes, you know? And yes. that's been a style in Europe probably 50 for years centuries, ago.
Yeah, absolutely. For a long, long time.
So yeah, I just feel like America, we just made this whole place up, winged it and just cared about who matters, and now everybody else is left to pick up the pieces that our ancestors just threw at us.
Sure.
So, yeah, I feel like Europe is way more fluent than America is. Like,
absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So here's to love being love, no matter what form it takes.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jalees.
Yes.
Appreciate your time. And I will
say, we accept the love we think we deserve. So okay. Never give up. Yes.
Very well said.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of In Earnest with Earnest. I'm E. Russell McNair. Until next time.